There was a bi-weekly loan company. Did you hear about this one, Rob?
Oh, I didn't hear about this.
So there's a, this is a pretty cool concept. For a lot of people that get paid 26 times a year, bi-weekly, you know, so if you get paid every 2 weeks, you get 26 paychecks a year instead of 24. Mm-hmm. And so somebody figured out, hey, you know, if I take my mortgage payment and I cut it in half and then I mail it in 26 times a year, basically every time you get paid,
sure,
you send in half of your mortgage payment. And so the warning I will give you is get a payment ahead first, because sometimes the timing doesn't come up right and you can actually go late and be charged late fees.
Oh, I didn't know.
Because the whole payment isn't there in time. So my recommendation is, one, you can do this yourself. You can just do it yourself. Set it up with your bank to where you're going to send in half the payment every time you get paid, which if you're biweekly is 26 times a year. But make an extra payment first so you're one payment ahead so you don't ever get late fees, mm-hmm, because sometimes the timing can get hinky. Well, these companies figured out that they could sell the service of helping you do biweekly payments. And so instead of you doing it yourself, you sign up with this company and you pay them fees, and then they will draft your bank account every 2 weeks for you for this fee. For like, I mean, it's pretty expensive too. And so the CFPB has sued one of these companies claiming that the fees offset the savings. So the idea is, if you make an extra payment a year on your mortgage, if you make 26 half payments a year, that's 13 full payments instead of 12. And by making one, mm-hmm, extra payment a year, you can cut a significant amount of time off the back of your mortgage, because you're paying the balance down sooner. So now more of your money is going to principal and less of it is going to interest. Mm-hmm. And this snowballs and it pays down faster and faster. And so people figure this out, and biweekly got popular. And so then these companies popped up who will do this for you. Well, let me tell you, it's really easy to pay a bill.
I mean,
especially today. I mean, I would say every bank out there has some form of online payments, even to other banks, right? So here's my quick 45-second rundown in how to do a biweekly payment, and I'm not going to charge you a dime for it. And so allegedly this company, the fees they were charging ate up almost all of the savings over the first like 7 or 8 years. And so, yeah, in the end, some people did save money, but most of them did not, because they would drop out of the program because all of a sudden they realized, well, I've saved $3,000, but I've paid $3,000 in fees.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fact that people are even paying $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 in fees to have someone set them up on biweekly payments is insane.
Crazy.
So here's what I want you to do. One, like I said, you have to be ready to make an extra payment. All right. So if you think this is a good idea, I would go ahead and save up. And when you're ready to make your first extra payment, mail it in. So we're sitting here in May, and so let's say I made my May mortgage payment on May 1st.
Right.
And now I'm going to make a second mortgage payment now on May 20th. So now instead of being due on June 1st, my next payment is not due until July 1st, right? So I've got a 30-day cushion. Now I'm going to go into my, so that's step one. I'm going to make one extra payment now. So you got to save up a little money, right?
Yeah.
We're going to be proactive. I'm going to make one extra payment now. Then I'm going to go into my online banking. For this, I would probably use my, we'll say I'm going to use my Chase account.
Okay.
So I go in there and I'm going to set up auto pay, and you can tell what bank you want them to pay and when you want them to pay it. So I'm going to go through and I'm going to say, all right, we're going to do this every 2 weeks. And I take my mortgage payment and I divide it by two and I type that number in and then I hit save and then I walk away. And now every time my paycheck gets put in on direct deposit, they are going to mail half of my mortgage payment off to the mortgage company, and I will be making one extra payment a year for the rest of my life as long as I leave this in place. And it didn't cost me anything. I mean, come on. But this company
was
charging.
So hard.
Here's the part that a lot of people don't know, and this is the part that bothers me. These companies, and I don't know if this particular one does, because I've never been approached by them or had any dealings with them. But a lot of these biweekly companies approach us as mortgage companies or approach mortgage loan officers and say, hey, we'll pay you a commission to sign people up for our program.
Oh, no.
And so now the loan officer says, well, I could give them the Robert Palmer 45-second free tutorial, mm-hmm, on how to make biweekly payments, or I can sign them up with biweekly International.com and make a couple $100. And this is where the greed comes in. And this is the part that drives me crazy. And so instead of doing what's right for the customer, which is, hey, you don't need to pay anybody to make biweekly payments.
Mm-hmm.
Just mail your check in every 2 weeks. I mean, even if you don't like online banking, just let's do this. Sit down and write out 26 checks. How long would that take, Rob?
Yeah.
So we're going to sit down. We're going to write out our 26 checks. Now, you are going to pay one extra stamp, right, if you have to mail your payment.
That's
right?
Not bad.
Maybe, you know, now, if your mortgage is with RP Funding, you could just bring it on down here, right? We're local.
Come, sure.
Come by, say hi. We'll pour you a cup of coffee. But if not, you know, you're going to have to pay for an extra 13, 14 stamps a year. I mean, I guess that's a couple bucks. I mean, again, but with online, it's so easy these days. Everybody makes it so easy. I really don't see a purpose for these companies. Now, they don't want to hear me say that. I don't really care what they want to hear. I'm telling you, there's no purpose for this. Do not pay anyone fees in order to pay your mortgage off quicker, all right, by using biweekly payments. And it really is a cool concept, right? Because mm-hmm. most people budget based on their paycheck. And so if you do get paid 26 times a year instead of 24 because you're biweekly, it's a cool little kind of, I'll call it a life hack. You know, it's a cool little hack where you right. can say, you know what, I'm gonna take my mortgage payments $1,000. I'm going to take $500 out of every paycheck. And I'm going to do that 26 times a year instead of 24, which ends up being 13 payments. And yes, you will pay your mortgage off faster, but you don't have to have anyone help you do that. See, people will call us and say, oh, does RP Funding offer biweekly mortgage? But no, we don't have to. Anybody can pay. You can pay whenever you want as long as it's before the payment date, right?
Right.
So you can pay whenever you want as long as it's early. And so that's where I'm telling you, make that extra payment first, get a month ahead, because you don't want to get hit with a late fee, because the time, because what will happen is if you're second, so let's say that, you know, the first payday for you is on the 2nd, and then the second payday would be 14 days later on the 16th. Well, if you make the second half of your payment on the 16th, it's after the 15th, so you would be paid a late fee because you would not have paid the entire thing
right.
by the 15th, which is the requirement. This is why we make one extra payment up front, but that's it. And that one extra payment you make is your money because it's going to your balance and your interest. So that's my advice. So the CFPB is suing these guys for a significant sum of money. I don't know off the top of my head. But, you know, and now they're coming back and claiming that, you know, some of their earliest adopters did save money. Well, obviously they saved money. They paid their mortgage off faster. The real question is, why do they need to pay fees
yeah.
to a company to do biweekly payments? So, again, anyway, I'm going to, Producer Dave, remind me, we're going to post a quick little tutorial on biweekly payments on savingthousands.com after the show today. I'll put all five steps right there for you.
Pretty easy.
Step one, make extra payment. Step two, make half payment every time you get paid. Step three, pay off mortgage faster. Three steps, Dave.
Write pretty those darn down. Easy.
Three steps. You know, and that's totally remember, free, Rob. No cost for those three steps.
You're not going to charge anything? No fees?
Well, I mean, if you guys want to mail me in a check.
I mean, we're back to no fees.
Mail me a check for a couple thousand bucks for that piece of advice.